Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Always wanted to play an instrument, but too lazy for all that practice and learning? Then join the club at the Upbeat Music Academy. Now all your musical problems are solved. At Upbeat, we teach music the pure way. Apply a dab of our Essence of Teenage Sweat 1972 to your temples, and you'll instantly be able to crank out those old Creedence riffs in cracking style. There are so many styles to choose from. Contact Upbeat today for a free consultation. Forget the downbeat and the backbeat. Go with the upbeat.
Everyone recording?
Do we press on the one or do we... Did you see that Tom Cruise thing the other night? 3, 2, 1. What, we do it on the one or the one after the one? Tom was very funny.
For Tom?
I mean, the whole Scientology thing's hilarious.
Can't wait to join again.
Is this shirt slimming? Presented by Christopher Soulos, Robert Barnhill, Philip Muscatello. The highs, the lows, the triumphs, the invigilators, the laughter, the tears. Is this shirt slimming? I guess it must be a podcast. Oops.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Phil being embalmed.
He wants to be interred.
We were talking about the 80s party I DJed at on Saturday night.
And?
Who won?
It was like putting on a comfy old pair of slippers. I haven't done 80s music to that extent for so long with such an enthusiastic crowd.
Hold on. Just to find enthusiastic.
I felt really bad. There was a really lovely guy who kept on requesting songs and I was rejecting them. mainly because I didn't have them, but there was a reason I didn't have them, as in... Tired of Towing the Line by Rocky Burnett.
Oh, yeah, I got it. You've got Spotify. Why didn't you have it?
Oh, I pretended not to.
So did you play anything by ABC?
I played the Look of Love.
Oh, The Look. That's The Look.
Where did A Town Like Malice come in?
It came in about halfway through because that was requested by the man who was dressed like Devo in Whippet.
That's great.
Phil gets undressed for the session. What did you think of those records I sent you?
Chris? Oh, thank you. Yeah, I had a chance to listen to two tracks out of them. I haven't listened to John Lennon. Literally, that's all the opportunity I had.
What a great collection of songs, though.
I really thought it was Mick Karn on bass.
What's this you're talking about, boys?
We got together behind your back the other night. Chris and I made our own threesome.
Yeah, him and I and some records.
And I downloaded 18 gig of Muzak for Chris.
Were you plotting against me?
Man, what a revelation. What a great discovery. Look, I've never really been a Fripp like. Look, I admire him. I like him. And I love the woman that he married. But, you know.
Oh, who did he marry?
Oh, Toya Wilcox.
Did he?
Yeah. That's what I love. That's what I really like about him. I thought, if anyone's going to marry her, someone had... And Rob Fripp married her, and they're still married happily. You've got to see them interviewed.
Really?
Yeah, you've got to see them interviewed. They're like kids. Beautiful.
That like Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson?
You're kidding me.
No, that would be great.
Could you imagine? I think we had this conversation. I just would really hate to be at breakfast with them.
But what a miserable couple.
Hang on, let me turn the guitar up.
What are you doing today, Lou?
Let me turn up the guitar.
I thought I'd do an album with Metallica. Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
I think I'll do an album with Nutella. So that got me thinking, Rob, and I've been thinking, which are the most, like, I had to do some research because it took a while. I found some amazing matches in music history.
Tell me.
Yeah, well, for instance, remember Mary Hopkins? Hopkins.
She was married. Let me think. Tony Visconti?
Bravo. Got it first go. Now, for all the listeners out there, because we're nerds, Tony Visconti, Phil, is the producer who did what for David Bowie?
Heroes. You know, lots of albums. Nearly every album.
Yeah. What was it? What did he start with, Phil?
What's his famous thing? What's he a hero for, Phil?
Heroes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I said heroes.
It's so important. It's such an important moment in music history.
What instrument did he play, Phil?
Tony Visconti.
A multi-instrumentalist?
I didn't know he played anything.
No, played bass.
Did he?
Did he produce the last two David Bowie albums?
Oh, good question. Did he?
I know the answer. The answer is yes.
Well, he must have then.
And interestingly,
yes.
He produced the second Finn Brothers album.
Oh.
They demoed it in Wellington and webbed it over to him.
Yeah.
And they flew over to New York and they recorded the album called whatever the second album's called, Finn Brothers, I think. Yeah. And they got home to Auckland, didn't like it, scrapped it, and re-recorded it with Mitchell Froom, I think, or somebody like that. But I've got the Tony Visconti copy.
Oh, right. What, is it a bootleg or is it just an early release?
Some girl from the Friends of the Ends website sent me track by track from Canada. Yeah. And it's a much, if you know the record, it's a great pop record.
I don't know.
But the Tony Visconti version is much slower and like a country album.
Oh, right. Well, just to celebrate the immense importance of one moment in recorded history of Tony Visconti and David Bowie when they did Heroes, the studio that they recorded it in is now part of the Eventide catalog. You can buy and download the Eventide T-Verb. It's a capital T-V-E-R-B, which is actually the recreation. It is an impulse response recreation of the studio. And the preset there are presets called Heroes because that's where Tony recorded. So you can actually have the room.
We're talking plugins.
That David,
we're talking plugins.
But this is music. It's so important that it's transferred itself over to the technical side, to the digital recording world, to the DAW world, to nerddom. Nerddom celebrates that album.
He also produced Hunky Jerome. Yes.
That's right. So what was that actual vocal sound on Heroes, Chris?
It was recorded. They recorded different parts of the room.
Several microphones at once, all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yes, the story is that
he was able to record from a silence to a scream without distortion.
Yeah. Well, kind of. There was three different. No, hang on. Going back a step. First of all, what happened was that they ran out of tracks because Robert Fripp's guitar took up so many tracks to get that great guitar sound. They had one track left to do the vocals on. So all the effects had to be done live. So what they did is they had separate mics at separate distances with different reverbs on them. I think one of the reverbs might have even been out of the studio in a hallway or a fire escape or something. And they had a gate.
Yeah, usually down the stairwell, yeah.
They had a gate on them as well, so that they only triggered once David was singing at a certain level. Oh. So when he was singing very quietly, he only had one mic with one effect on it. Then when he went a bit louder, the other mic would cut in with a different background sound. And then when he really...
Oh, right.
When he really hit his stride, then the third microphone would cut in and they were all mixed together on that one track.
So who did Madonna, I mean, as if we really care, but the most bizarre match I'd seen, Madonna was an item briefly in the 90s with a bloke called Dennis Rodman.
Was he? Was she?
Really?
Were they? Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong-un's best friend.
She was gorgeous once.
Oh, in the first album, the first two or three albums. Get into the groove. She was hot.
Oh,
in fact, this must be her 60th birthday. Yeah. She was born in August in the same year that I was born in. And so she must be 60 this month. Happy birthday,
Madge. Well, when she was younger, she looked better than you, Phil. But when she was young, she looked better than you, Phil. But now I don't think she's got a chance.
Ah, she's good.
So Who else did I find? Oh, yeah, the most bizarre, I think, was John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Or more bizarre was Paul McCartney and Heather Mills. I just still...
When was that joke about that? When they got...
I gave them some furniture polish for their wedding.
What? I don't
For the wooden leg.
No.
Oh.
They didn't seem to mind.
That's a stain.
There was the journalist that asked Paul McCartney when he proposed to her, did he go down on one knee? And he said, don't talk about my wife that way.
Get down on one leg. Oh, get lost. That's horrid. That's disgusting.
Hold on. Can I just tell you that Madonna was born on the 16th of August, 1958. So she's 60 until that date. Yeah. She'll turn 61.
In fact, she will have, by the time this episode comes out.
Allegedly, she was female. Not she was it. five foot three. And
she was born.
No, she's 1.64 metres.
But what about Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley?
Yeah. That kind of makes sense because of, you know, the pantheon of the rock gods, you know, and the Valhalla of the rock gods, that they would seem to meet up there on that higher spiritual level.
Up in that the rarefied stratosphere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who else are they going to meet? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like they're going to start hanging out with some guy at the shop.
Andy Roddick and Mandy Moore.
I didn't know that. Oh,
when she was gorgeous and young and hot.
When she
did that great single, Candy, which I still play. I love that single.
Well, okay. I'm going to throw another name into the fire. Ben Harper was married to Laura Dern.
Yeah.
Really?
That's weird.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hang on. What about La Lovett and Julia Roberts?
Yeah.
That's her.
Julia Roberts. Yeah. That's one of my favourites. I didn't write down.
What a great coupling.
Still, poor bastard ended up with an actress.
What about Michael Jackson and McCulkin? Whatever his first name was.
McCulkin? What? They were an item? Get out of here.
They shared tissues.
He had sleepovers.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah, they had sleepovers.
Okay, Courtney Love dated Edward Norton.
He seems more sensible than that.
Yeah, but Nickelback's lead vocalist.
Oh, we have standards.
And we're ready to lower them at any opportunity.
He dated Avril Lavigne. Come on. He dated Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne.
At our pre-production meeting, where we try to usurp your authority, Phil. Listener, Phil is a tyrant.
I'm the mujahideen of podcast hosts.
He looks nice. It's deceiving.
Yeah, he's so hard to work with.
I'm going to issue a fatwa against you guys. You watch out.
Did your parents sky you for...
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life in the worst possible way? Are you missing out on all the pleasure possible? Then call the Dapto Foreskin Restoration Clinic and ask about our revolutionary foreskin restoration techniques. It's time to act. Become intact. Our system of weights and the patented tugging techniques will leave you the way God intended, restoring valuable erogenous tissue. The Dapto Foreskin Restoration Clinic, putting the dangle in your wangle.
The interesting thing about doing an 80s party is that...
You're still dragging that 80s party back into it. Oh.
Like a poison arrow.
But in the 80s party, everyone wants to hear ABBA, even though they're definitively 70s, really. You know, most of their big hits were in the...
Because there was an ABBA on 45 in the 80s.
Sure, but, hits on 45, ABBA on 45.
Which brings me to...
You know, there's two new ABBA songs at Christmas, don't you?
Yeah. They're re-recording and doing that. And you know they're
two tracks. No. And two brand new tracks.
Two brand new tracks, and they're going on a world tour as well. Did you know that?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, with their avatars.
Which world, they've got, Phil?
You kidding
they've
me?
Got, they've got holograms, and they're going to be... they're doing a world tour featuring digital avatars of themselves as they looked in the mid-70s with live instrumentation as it makes its way around the world. The group's lead vocals will be taken from its albums and 1977 Australian tour. It's perfect, says Benny Anderson. We can be on stage while I'm home walking the dogs. It'll be like you're in 1977 with a live band, live backing vocals, a great set design with lights and sound, and everything will be like a live concert with avatars. Rob, can you put your Tony Abbott book down and pay attention? Because I've got another script here about...
I'm just getting ready for the next Prime Minister.
Did you know that there was a time before ABBA?
Yeah. Where were their film?
Yeah, they had a rock band, folk band before.
Ah, that. No, more than that.
I know what they were called. It was BAAB, BAB.
They got it worked out.
They did an album with Jack Michaelson.
Bab. Oh, that doesn't work. What do you mean?
Excuse me, listener, if we can get rid of this misinformation, if I can set the record in the pre-ABBA days straight. ABBA.
Hold on. Misinformation is not rostered on today.
ABBA were brought together by Stig Anderson, the former lead singer of Stig Anderson
yes.
and his mashed cream puffs, who was the lyricist of the Swedish hit The Girls Who Know How Are Found in the Country.
Carry on, Phil. This is great.
This is all true, folks.
Obviously, it means something different in Swedish.
Björn Ulvaeus was a singer with a folk schlager group called the Hootenanny Singers.
Hang on a sec. Drinky mad, won't you have me tonight? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Is that the one?
Don't you want to know what folk schlager music is?
I've got that album.
I bet you have.
I have.
Can I have a copy, Chris?
I'll look for it. I wish I did have it. I'd pay good money.
Can you wet transfer it to me?
Wet
transfer. First time I used wet transfer, I thought it was called wet transfer.
I know. You got the capital in the wrong place. I know.
So anyway, Björn Ulvaeus and Stig Anderson collaborated on the song Froken Fredriksson, a song about a man who makes the mistake of wandering onto his balcony in a dressing gown on a breezy day and after a sudden gust of wind finds himself reported to the vice squad.
Wouldn't happen in Greece.
It's just a song.
It's a song. And you can go to YouTube and listen to Froken Fredriksson, and it's actually sounds exactly like Harper Valley PTA. I don't know what the story is with this, because they say that they wrote the song together, but it's just a rip-off of Harper Valley PTA, and her listeners might remember the song Harper Valley PTA, but it was a country 60s song.
Who was it? What was her name?
Jeannie C. Riley.
Jeannie C. Riley? Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Anyway, so... Yes.
Great song.
Bjorn and...
Great song. Gotta keep her window shades pulled completely down.
That's up there with Bobby Gentry. What was that song called?
The Bridge. What was it about, The Bridge?
Tallahassee Bridge.
Tallahassee Bridge, yeah.
Tallahassee Bridge.
Fantastic song.
What's it called?
Ode to Billy Joe.
And that's up there with LA International Airport.
It is.
Well, no, but actually Bobby Gentry had a degree in music. So she'd come in on a session, she knew more about the songs and how they should work than anyone else in the recording.
Back to ABBA, ladies and gentlemen. Can I finish this script?
I wish Ethel Merman was still alive.
I know you do. I feel your pain. Keep going, bro.
While filming a nostalgic schlager special.
We don't want to stop Phil from doing his script, do we, Chris?
No, I'd love to hear what happened to ABBA before they
became
ABBA.
Because it just sounds so natural, the way he's reading it.
He's a reader. That's what he is.
He's got very thick glasses, listener.
While filming a nostalgic schlager special.
That's from too much reading.
Bjorn met 18-year-old Agneta, who already had a major hit with Snovet och de Sigurd Vagana.
Oh, great song. It was in A.
Benny, meanwhile, was playing keyboards in The Hep Stars. They had great names in Sweden for their bands, didn't they?
I know. You just don't get English right in such a beautiful way.
He'd met Anna Fried, who was already a household name after her own 1967 smash, Din.
What, just define household name, Phil. Do you mean like Ajax?
Like IKEA.
No instructions.
How do you spell the song that she had a 1967 hit with?
D-I-N, Din.
D-I-N, Din, wow.
Yeah.
What was it about, a noise or food?
The previously mentioned Stig Anderson, who wrote The Girls Who Know How Are Found in the Country, with Stig Anderson and his mashed cream puffs.
Well, I'm looking forward to the big finale of this story. I feel I can feel a whopper coming.
There's no finale.
I can feel a lighter coming.
There's no finale. It just it goes. It never stops.
You mean it just goes on like this? We could lose our listener. Yeah,
it stops.
We'll have to put a warning at the end and contact names for certain services that, to help people get through something like this.
Yeah, dollar prayer. Dollar prayer still exists.
The hotline numbers.
Big pink dog. Why don't you do a script every week, Phil? This is really good.
This is good. I love it. I love it. Phil, please keep going.
I'm on the edge of my chair.
I've stapled myself into this seat.
The aforementioned Stig Anderson brought them all together. And in 1970, in a restaurant in Gothenburg, they made their debut together and were called The Engaged Couples.
So it wasn't Barb.
But strangely enough, management was unhappy with this name. They didn't think it would make them a worldwide hit. And they started using their initials.
For once.
Unfortunately, ABBA was also the name of Sweden's largest tuna canning company.
Oh, that explains the music.
But... Oh, wow. Not to be stopped.
That explains everything.
Not to be stopped. They spoke with the company.
They bought the canning company.
They asked the fish canning company if it was okay if they used the name ABBA. And they agreed, provided that ABBA, the group, was clean, well-behaved, and successful.
And smelt like fish.
That's the end of my story.
No, didn't smell like...
And thus, a legend was born.
Which one, Phil? I can't take any more after that. That was just great.
You watch what you eat. You count the calories in your drinks. You take time to watch your waistline. Fatty, salty foods are definitely out. But a lot of the time, they're so hard to detect. Now, that's in the past with New Quark. New Quark. First, we took out the cholesterol. Then we took out the salt. Now we've taken out the water. Try it now. New Quark cheese tablets.
My brother went on a world all-you-can-eat tour. of buffets. And hi, Jeff, if you're listening. My brother's idea of a great time, and hello again, Jeff, if you're listening, is to squeeze in as many airport lounges as possible. And as many buffets, all-you-can-eat buffets. And I have to admire his perseverance and dedication to the task at hand. We're going to replace you with a small group of men called Chris Parsons.
fast, accurate.
How's his editing?
Topical.
A small group of very busy men called... Chris Parsons. And if you're listening at home, Chris, hi.
I've got the album of the week. Oh.
Classic rock. Cavity Search.
Pretty good, isn't it? You have been forgotten for... It's there's the cover. So, ladies and gentlemen, the album of the week on Is This Shirt Slimming? That track was called Shellfish Toxin, which I think is going to be the single. It's got the single all over it.
It's going to
hit. It is the phantasmagorical debut album by Tropical Foxstorm, A Laughing Death in Meat Space.
Oh, my mum told me about that album.
It delivers a fraught...
All the girls at the nursing home have got it. I don't remember voting on the album of the week.
It delivers a fraught vision of algorithmic apocalypse. It's got great tracks like You Let My Tires Down, Antimatter Animals, The Future of History, and the aforementioned Shellfish Toxin.
Musical careers.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Is This Shirt Slimming? Unfortunately, we can't play any of the music that we talk about, as the copyright bodies responsible won't issue a license to podcasters or us. That's why the music you hear is composed mainly by Christopher Soulos and a little bit by myself.
None by me.
We'd like to thank the people who contribute to this podcast, including, but not limited to, Chris Parsons, Max Thrower, Hugh Wade, Bill Drake, Stuart Storman, Simon Whale, and Jan Paul. You can find us at slimmingly.strikingly.com, on Facebook at Slimmingly, and on Twitter at Shirt Slimmingly. This has been Is This Shirt Slimming? Beware of the shellfish toxin.
You've been listening to Is This Shirt Slimming? Brought to you by the Dapto Foreskin Restoration Clinic. Time to act. Become intact.
Is This Shirt Slimming? Brought to you by XY40, the ultimate acoustic tool. Musical careers on life support.
Musical careers on life support.
Musical careers on life support.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.